Good afternoon. Our presentation is about using partial least squares regression to obtain cotton fiber length distributions from the Beal testing method. That's the outline of this presentation. At the first the introduction, we will talk about some background about the Beal testing method, and then we will discuss the cotton fiber length distributions related to the Beal testing method and our tests and the partial least squares regression to infer those different distributions, and then we will present our results and discussion and conclusions. Cotton fiber length is considered as a key property of cotton in marketing and the yarn processing. Many efficient methods have been developed to measure cotton length parameters, such as mean length, upper half mean length, upper quartile length, short fiber content, and uniformity index. Devices such as FIS, HVI, they can report those parameters. The Beal testing method can rapidly measure fiber build instead of individual fibers to obtain some important length parameters. The original fibrograph theory is developed by Hotel in 1940s. It has served as the basis of the Beal testing method. By scanning light attenuation at different distances from the tip of the longest fiber in the beard to the baseline of the clamp, the instrument determines the fiber mass at each length of the beard and constructs a fibrogram. Some length parameters can be obtained from that fibrograph. In fibrograph theories, industrial implementations, the engineering complexity alters the original fiber length distribution observed by the instrument. This causes challenges in obtaining the entire original length distribution of the cotton sample. And the current instrument only reports limited number of parameters, not the entire length distribution of the measured cotton sample. Obtaining the entire fiber length distribution instead of limited number of length parameters will enable a more complete evaluation of the cotton sample's quality. For example, if the entire length distribution can be rapidly obtained from the Beal testing method, we can compute any length parameters to suit our customers' needs globally. It may provide a new improved procedure of instrument calibration, and the change of the length distribution curve may indicate impacts from cotton processing. If the distribution of the cotton sample was changed in different processing stages, we may find the impact from the different processing stages. Our objective is to obtain the entire original fiber length distribution from the rapid Beal testing method. We have been exploring new approaches, and the results from the partial least squares regression method are very encouraging. But first, let's look at some the Beal related to the Beal testing method. The left figure shows a Beal with the HVI fiber clamp, actually it's locked by the HVI fiber clamp. Then the center figure, it shows that Beal, once we unlock that clamp, we can take that Beal out. It shows center figure. And we dyed the projecting part, the projecting portion with the with dark blue color. And actually, in the Beal testing method, only the projecting portion is scanned, and this projecting portion is extruding out of that baseline of the clamp. Only this portion is measured, and there is another portion. We call it the hidden portion, is actually locked inside this clamp. So what we want to know is actually the distribution of the entire beard. Once we open, we totally open that beard, it should have a distribution like this. This shows the PDF, the probability density function of this, the whole beard. And actually, only this projecting portion is scanned. So actually, it has another PDF curve. So we can see the these two curves, they are different. So now we know the shape of this curve. We need to find a function to describe this curve. We find that quarter length fiber distributions can be described by using mixed Weber distributions. Actually, this one is a Weber function, and we put two Weber functions together. F1 is the first Weber distribution, and F2 is the second one, and we use the parameter alpha to combine them together. We find that this mixed function, they can describe the Cotton Lens PDF pretty well. This is the F1, the first function, and this is F2, the second, which is the F1 and F2. So for the projecting portion, we can do the same. We can use a mixed Weber function to describe the PDF of the projecting portion. So now we need to find a regression algorithm to compute the original portion, original PDF from this projecting PDF. Before we talk about the regression, let's show the tests we have done. 8 cartons with different lengths characteristics were tested by using FS and HVI. For each carton, the length distributions concerned here are: the first is the length distribution of the original sample, which was randomly selected by hand in small pinches from the sample population, and the second is the length distribution of the fibers projecting from the HVI clamp, which is the portion that actually measured by the instrument using a beard method. The original fiber length distributions were directly tested by using FS, and the beards were made by using the HVI fiber sampler clamp. We combed, brushed to remove loose fibers, as did in HVI length testing with strength testing disabled. The projecting fibers were cut off along the baseline of the clamp. The projecting fibers cut off from the beard were collected gently and solidly opened to form thin fiber slivers and tested on FS. Each distribution, actually the PDFs, was computed from data of at least 35,000 individual fibers. So if we can establish a regression that computes the five parameters of the original distribution, from the five parameters of the observed projecting portion distribution, then we can obtain the entire fiber length distribution of the original beard. Actually, we need to establish a regression to compute this original beard function from this function, from the projecting portion function. And if you look at the curves, actually we need to get this curve from this projecting portion curve. Since we have, right now we have 8 sets of data, so specifically with those 8 sets of data, the regression is like we need to compute this response matrix. Actually, it's from those parameters of the original beard, from this predictor matrix. Each of them, they have, actually they have 8 sets of data. We tried the ordinary least squares regression to infer the parameters of the original length distribution from those of the projecting portion, but it did not yield satisfactory results. Basically, there are two reasons. The first is the sample size is kind of small, and the parameters, there are multicollinearity between those parameters. So then we used the partial least squares regression to carry out the inference. PLS is a recent statistics technique that generalizes and combines features from principal, component, and life phase in the multiple regression. PLS is less restrictive. It can better handle situations such as small sample size and the multicollinearity. And for the computation, instead of searching for factors that only depend on the X prime X matrix, the X prime is actually the transpose of X. The PLS utilizes both independent variables and the response variables to find the factors from the Y prime X, X prime Y matrix. And the Y prime is the transpose of the Y matrix. So, PLS regression searches for a set of factors that perform the simultaneous decomposition of X and Y. And a constraint is that these factors explain the maximum covariance between X and Y. PLS can be established as the first find all factors and determine how many factors are desired, then use the selected factors to form the desired PLS regression coefficient matrix, which is this B. If we got this B, we can get those, we can predict those parameters of the entire original build from the projecting portion. And we used the nonlinear iterative partial least squares algorithm to carry out the PLS regression. This is the numerical method we used in a computer program. And we show some results. This is the coefficient matrix B. We use it to compute those parameters of that original build. And we can show those results. The PLS results, the alpha hat, lambda hat, theta hat, they are predicted values of the values from the test data. And they match pretty well. And we can show some curves. This black dashed line is the PDF from the experimental data, and the solid line is from the PLS predicted PDF. This is for a shorter column, upper spin length 0.98 inch. This is the second figure, and it's for some longer cotton is 1.15 inch, and the third one is even longer cotton. It's 1.23 inch. We can see those three figures. They show a pretty good match between the predicted values and the tested value. We also compared those some length parameters such as mean length, upper half mean length, lower half mean length, and show have content from those experimental data and the PLS predicted distribution. They also have a pretty good match because the coefficient of correlation between the mean length or upper half mean length, basically they are higher than 0.95. And for UI and SFC, they're kind of lower. So our conclusions. The length distribution of cotton fibers can be modeled by a five parameter mixed Weibull distribution. The distribution of the projecting portion can also be modeled by a mixed Weibull distribution with different parameters from the original cotton. We developed a new regression approach to estimate the distribution of the actual original fiber length from observed length distribution of the projecting portion. In the proposed PLS regression, distribution parameters of the projecting portion are independent variables, and those of the original build are response variables. The PDF from TLS regression method matched the PDFs obtained from the experimental data pretty well, and the comparisons of some commonly used length quality parameters between experimental data and the PLS regression results provide a good support of proposed method as well. The results indicate that the proposed PLS approach is a very promising technique for obtaining fiber length distribution from the beer testing method. And we would like to thank Cotton Inc. for the financial support of this research. Thank you.